March 19, 2018. Let's learn some Arve Pesachim. Arve Pesachim is the perek that it deals with all the mitzvot aseh of Leil Seder. So it means Sipur Yisya Mitzrayim and the Arba Kosot and Masa and Maror. It's all included here in the 10th chapter of Masechet Pesachim. And let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Erev Pesachim Samuch LeMincha. So before we even read the full sentence, well, I called it Perek Arve Pesachim. You might see at the top of the page, it says the words Arve Pesachim as well. And then the Mishnah, at least as we have it in front of us, has the words Erev Pesachim. First things first. What does Erev Pesachim mean?
Why the plural?
I'm with you. Erev Pesachim means the eve of Pesachim, of Pesachs. And what's Arve Pesachim?
The eves of Pesach.
So take a look at the right-hand side at Tosafot. It says Tosafot, Igar, that's right, the right-hand side at the very top. Eire Pesachim, Igar Sinan. Girsa means the Nosach, means the wording in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Arve, if the word in the Mishnah is to be Arve, Niha. Then I understand our Mishnah. Why would I understand our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah is talking in a general sense. The eves of Pesach, it's kind of like saying Yamim Tobim. He says, but what if V'Igar Sinan Eire? That's a strange thing. The eve of Pesachs? One eve of many Pesachs? What's that referring to? Hachekama, this is what the Mishnah would mean. Erev sheshohatin bo Pesachim. It maybe means the night on which you slaughter Pesachim. Once we associate the word Pesach with the holiday, really, maybe we should associate it with the Korban. So it's Erev Pesachim, the night of the Korbanot of Pesachim. Inameh, alternatively, says to us about Erev Pesach Rishon Vesheni, that the laws in this Mishnah are referring to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, which of course is a month later. Okay, so what does the Mishnah say? Now, actually, you know, the content. Erev Pesachim Samuch Lamincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. Afilu Ani Shebiyisrael Lo Yochal Ad Sheyasev. So let's start first things first. Erev Pesachim Samuch Lamincha. When we refer to Mincha in the Mishnah, we don't refer to the prayer. We refer to a time period. And the way it is still in halakha is we split the day and night separately into 12 separate segments. Those are called sha'ot zmaniyot, which means you take all the minutes in the day, you add them all up, and then you divide it by 12. And then each one of those segments is one of those hours. 9.5 hours, and the Gemara Masechet Berachot explains why, if you recall. But anyway, 9.5 hours is called mincha. It's called mincha ketana, actually. So when we refer to mincha over here, we mean from 9.5 hours, but it says samuch. Samuch means a little bit before 9.5 hours. 9 hours, says Rashbam, commentary on the side. So Erev Pesachim Samuch, close to Mincha, close to the 9.5 mark, which means 9 hours. Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. 9 hours, again, not 9 hours from 12 o'clock, not 9 o'clock, but 9 of these sha'ot zmaniyot hours into the day, you may not eat, says the Mishnah, until ad shetechshach, until it's dark outside. Until why can't you?
So could you eat before that?
You can eat before that. Faddal. Why can't you eat from then?
You want to come hungry.
Because you want to come hungry. Says Charlie, as Rashi, right? As Rashbam. If you look at the left hand side, the bottom of the page. The top of the page is ostensibly Rashi. The bottom of the page, you see, it says Perush Rabbeinu Shmuel Talmid Rashi. Not only is he a student of Rashi, Rashbam, he's the grandson of Rashi. His name is Rabbi Shmuel Ben Meir. So anyway, it says, look at the second Rashbam. It says Lo Yochal Adam Kedeh, so that she Yochal Masa Shel Mitzvah Lete Avon. You want to be excited, you want to be desiring that masa. Mishum hidur mitzvah. Those are interesting words. What are the words hidur mitzvah mean? To beautify the mitzvah, says Joey. Right. Now, generally speaking, and this is a derasha in several places from the pasuk of ze elivan, vehu say the chachamim, hitna elefanai be mitzvot, make mitzvot beautiful. And what are examples of that? You know, examples for hidur mitzvah?
Yeah,
a
beautiful sukkah, says Joko. A beautiful etrog. A beautiful etrog, a beautiful sefer Torah. Right. These are all the examples of the chachamim and so forth. Those are all talking about the objects. Interestingly, over here, he talks about hidur mitzvah in the context of performance. The performance can be mehudar as well. Not only what meets the eye in terms of the product, the object that you're using, a beautiful etrog, the way you're doing the eating of the masah can also be hidur mitzvah. So that's the Mishnah. Erev Pesachim Samuch LeMincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. So what can't you eat? We're really still on the first line here. What can't you eat Ad Shetechshach?
Egg matzah.
No. Joey got it. I don't know how he got it.
Eve
but
is an adulterated.
No, so
nothing.
So egg matzah
has a part of
so
it.
So here, Tosafot has the problem. Tosafot has the problem following suffix. Says Tosafot, it can't be referring to bread, because at a certain point during that day, long before nine and a half hours, you're not allowed to eat bread any longer, right? We all know that on the eve of Pesach, you have asur be'achilat hametz. Okay, so it can't be that. Can it be referring to fruits and vegetables? Well, it's explicit in Beraita that that's permitted. Can it be referring to masa? You're not allowed to eat masa the whole day anyway.
You can't touch it till nighttime.
So masa
ashira? Answers to Tosafot, masa ashira. Means the Mishnah is talking about egg masa and those sort of products. That's what you can't have from 9 and a half and onwards. Furthermore, one last point. If you told me from 9 and a half hours, or 9 hours rather, you're not allowed to eat, muvan. There's a chidush. Hashicha is always the time. You tell me until nightfall. When else? Until the holiday begins, nightfall. Muvan. Are you going to tell me such a statement always? In other words, it's as if we need to tell you when the holiday begins. We know when the holiday begins. What's Tashach? Says Tosafot, maybe what the Mishnah is hinting at, and they cite it from a Tosefta, maybe the Mishnah is hinting at, and you might be familiar with this, is, you know, when it comes to Shabbat, when it comes to regular holidays, we have a concept of Tosefet Yom Tov. Means a Tosefet Shabbat. You can start
early.
We do it all the time in Knesset at this time of the year. We start it early.
Yeah.
When it comes to Pesach, the Chachamim Adoresh from the Pasuk, you don't start it early. You start it
exactly.
And maybe that's what the Mishnah is hinting at. What the Mishnah says, Achetechshach, don't think that you could start this earlier. You can't eat from then Achetechshach because it's a hint to you, and you have to start Achetechshach. And so, and the Taz, one of the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch, is very strict on this matter. It says not only are we talking about masah on this, was this a safek in the post?
You know,
we just can there's a kiddush as well. Many people are makbid on that, if not everyone, a mahmir on that as well, to make sure even kiddush, all our ba'atakosot have to be after nightfall.
Right.
Why? Well, there's a derashah from the Pesukim that that's the way it works on Pesach. Pesach starts after nightfall. Afilu anish.
The second night.
Move on, because of I understand. Afilu anish be Israel lo yochal ad sheyasev. It says even a poor person should not eat until he's leaning. Heseba, right? Until he's leaning. What's the chidush? Of course, I mean this mitzvah heseba.
Then they say something about if you only had money for a certain thing, if you had
coming up before that. But what's this? Even though the guy is poor.
Yeah.
And who's he kidding? He's leaning as if he's a free, royal person.
Free.
That's the point. In other words, but the point is, even though he's poor, even though he's starving, even though he has not a penny to his name, he has to be leaning because that's what we do on this night. We reenact. And afilu anisha b'Yisrael is the chidush over here. Okay. Velo yifhatu lo me'arba' kosot shel yayin. It says they are not supposed to have less than 4 cups of wine. Va'afilu min ha-tamhui. What's tamhui? We'll go backwards here. Tamhui is like the soup kitchen, right? And Rashbam. What's that? You can have more than 4 cups, but takanat hachamim is 4. Chalas. You want to have more? You can, but the minimum 4.
In a dinner, you can have some more.
We'll talk about minimum 4. Now, before that, afilu min ha-tamhui. Tamhui, Rashbam quotes from Mishnayot. In Masechet Peah, Tamhui was the soup kitchen, and only the poorest of the poor were able to go to the soup kitchen. So the statement over here is, even if you're the poorest of the poor, you must, at all costs, have arba'at kosot. But why? I mean, if I'm poorest of the poor, do I need to fulfill every... I can't. I don't have the money. I'm not able to do it. Afilu min ha-tamhui, you need to dig in and get it. Why?
Because that's your freedom.
So, I mean, do we have other mitzvot? In other words, generally speaking, when it comes to Shabbat, for example, the statement of the Chachamim is, Aseh Shabbatecha, hol v'al tzerech lebriyot. So the statement is, you don't have the money for Onik Shabbat? Don't turn to collect. You have your means, and you make Shabbat as you can. And when it comes to Pesach, we don't have such a statement. You have to have these Shabbat. In fact, Harambam has this in another context. Harambam has this by Nerot Hanukkah as well. And some of them have to even sell the shirt off your back. Forget about your house. The shirt off your back says Harambam. Mocheret kesuto.
That's what I
mean. And so several of the Mefarshim to Harambam say that the reason, the rationale over here is Pirsum Hanes. What do I mean by Persum HaNes? Well, of course, with Arba'at HaKosot, as Rashbam cites from the Midrash, it's Keneged Arba'at Neshonot Shel Geulah, Ve'otzeti Ve'itzalti Ve'ga'alti Ve'lakachti. What we're doing is we're showing all ourselves and all the people at the table, this is Nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Midrabbanan. Megillah, certainly. Persum HaNes, you couldn't get a greater one. We're telling the story publicly. And Erot Hanukkah, absolutely as well. So why, when it comes to Mitzvot, the Persum HaNes, do we say, even the shirt off your back, whereas other ones, I don't know. And here's the following explanation. There's several, but here's the following explanation. Kivyachol, the world is supposed to work in a natural fashion, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu built our world and works with nature to a certain extent. We have chaos in the world, but we have lots of things that work. Then there's times in our history, in our own lives, when things shift from the regular natural fashion. That's called miracle. That's called nes. Kivyachol, quote unquote, says if Kadosh Baruch Hu twists a little, it's as if he bends a little. He set it up to go like this, he bent a little. It's almost a personal directed message to you. I'm bending a little. Now, you're going to come and commemorate that, right? That's what we're doing in these mitzvot. Pirsum HaNes, you're recalling, you're commemorating, you're showing to all this miracle. You're telling me you can't bend a little. No, but it's not my way. The mitzvot, I'm not going about bending over backwards. It's not that. On this one? I mean, what if the whole point of this, the whole reason you're involved in this is because Kibyakola Kadosh Baruch Hu bent over backwards. How could you not? So that's the statement on that. Then Veloyf Hatulo Merbach Kosot Shel Yain. So again, who are we talking about? Loyf Hatulo. So Tosafot gives two explanations. Either we're referring to the people in charge of giving out the wine. So it's not only the individual. We mean to make sure, you know, the filamin atamchui, the soup kitchen, needs to make sure everyone gets it. Alternatively, it's referring to you. They have to give out at least 4 cups of wine. Now, where did we come up with 4 cups of wine? Rashbam quotes from Midrash, in Midrash Rabbah, that it's Keneged Arba Leshonot Shel Geulah. That's the one we generally quote, the one we generally remember. It's certainly, I test the Magen David boys every year on this Gemara. This is the Gemara they come into, and I always make sure to ask them this question. That's the answer they always give me, and they should. It's Rashbam. If you look in Midrash, Midrash has several interpretations, which is an interesting thing. We're uncertain. We don't have a true Gemara source. Why we have 4 cups of wine? We know the Chachamim told us to have 4 cups of wine. If you look in other sources, and I've developed this at different points, it seems clear from Tosefta and other sources that once upon a time, the normal, and you know, it's hard to wrap, well, maybe not all of us. For me, it's hard to wrap my head around this. A fancy meal used to have 4 cups. That's what you did, 4 cups of wine. That was, I mean, in Persian society, in Israeli society, that was a hashub meal. You know, today there's, but everyone, if you had a hashub meal, you had 4 cups of wine. That was the way it was done. You know, today you have some champagne, you have some this, that. It's a lot of wine.
It's a lot.
It's a bottle, you know, and it wasn't diluted. I mean, whatever they had, they built up an ability to drink more. But anyhow, that was the reality. So really, the statement over here, more than anything, is have an important hashub meal. You know.
Doesn't it just make sense that we need one for kiddush? They always had one for bichat hamazon.
Yes. On that respect, that's it. But it should stop there. The Hakamim then said, "This is what I'm suggesting. That's not my suggestion. Others make this suggestion." Mm-hmm. The Hakamim said, "Listen. 4 cups we want. Holiday meal, we want every meal. This one we're going to make special. One for Kiddush, one for Birkat HaMazon, one for Magid, the whole middle section, and one for Halil afterwards." They structured it after the fact. In other words, the concept was 4 cups. We're going to give you all sorts of derashot and rimazim, why these 4 cups. When it comes down to it, this is hashub meal. That's all we want. How are we going to structure that? That's a beauty. I mean, the Chachamim put together a great item for us over here in terms of taking those and making them part and parcel of the meal, but 100% they always just have two. At least, you are correct. That is clear, even at not hashub meals. At Tosafot, last Tosafot, I'll mention to you, this Tosafot at the bottom, the third to last one, Loif Hatula Me'arba'a Kosot, has the following safik, and you'll appreciate in light of what we just said as well, perhaps. Tosafot says, who are we talking about? Who has these cups of wine? So I walk into your home, Le'el Seder, who has wine?
Everybody.
That's correct. That's what we do. Says Tosafot, everybody or just one person? Says Tosafot, maybe I should liken this to Kiddush. Does everyone have a Kiddush? Everyone have Kiddush in your home? Does everyone have a cup of wine in front of them for Kiddush? Not in my home. The Mikadesh has it. What happened here? How come they'll say that it's different? I mean, and Tosafot goes back and forth, and sources, as they do, Tosafot always has, you know, technicalities. When it comes down to it, in principle, says Tosafot, the Chumrah is we all have. Kiddush, we don't all have. Manishtana. And the answer probably quite simply goes like this. Kiddush, why do we have the wine? Really, why do we have wine for Kiddush?
Because
Because it's the best item.
No. It's the best item for what? What do we do? What is kiddush?
Zecher. Grapes.
Zechor et yom haShabbat leKadisho. We're mentioning Divrei Shevach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu of Shabbat, and so forth. That's it. That's what kiddush is. The Chachamim say, you want to know the nicest way to do it? With wine. When it comes to Leil Seder, why are we drinking wine? For the wine. There's a beautiful meal. Make sure you have wine at this meal. It's a completely different dynamic in terms of why you're having wine. No, but what I'm telling you is the wine at Leil Seder, and that's what Tosafot really is hinting at, is qualitatively, its purpose completely different. In Kiddush, you have wine for the things you're saying over. In Leil Seder, you're having wine because you're having wine, because that's a hashub meal, because you're acting like Joey said, like royalty over here.
Right, you can make Kiddush on bread.
You can make kiddush on bread, but again, the point is in Leil Seder, as in many of the holidays, the wine. We might even get to that Gemara. What does that mean? It's in order to say something over the wine. No, it's in order to have wine. That's the so that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah has several halachot. Firstly, and that's the one we're going to focus on, is not eating from one time period onward. Says Rashbam hidur misvah. Secondly, make sure that you're leaning. Thirdly, make sure that you have the four cups, and even min hatamchui. Says the Gemara, "May irya arve pesachim, afilu arve shabbatot v'yamim tovim name." Says Tosafot, "Why is the?" It says the Gemara, "Why is the Mishnah? May irya? Why is it that the Mishnah decided to focus in on arve pesachim? Arve pesachim, erev pesach. Make sure that you don't eat from 9 hours and above." Means even before Shabbat, even before holidays, you shouldn't be eating them. Really? Who told you? The Tanya, the Beraita says, Lo yochal adam, a person should not eat. There it is. That's a Mishnah, a strange Mishnah in that respect, says the Gemara. I don't understand. The Mishnah says, I have a halacha for Pesach. It's not a halacha for Pesach. It's halacha always, for every Shabbat, every Yom Tov. What's the reason for every Shabbat, every Yom Tov? Says the Beraita, Kedeshi kanes la Shabbat keshu ta'aveh. What's the purpose? Why? So that you enter Shabbat when you're ra'iv, when you're hungry, when you're excited to eat.
You don't tell, I'm starving.
Even if you eat, you're starving.
Yeah. So they're asking the question basically, it's answering the question.
Well, we didn't answer the question yet.
By them bringing up the whole question to begin with, they're saying there's definitely something particular here.
Of course. They're saying something about Pesach is different. We don't get it. Why are you telling me only about Pesach? And I'll develop further what Joey's saying. Listen, when it comes down to, we have Mishnah, we have Beraita. This is a methodological thing. It's approach Gemara, I need to know there's Mishnah, there's Gemara, and there's Beraita. What are all these things? Mishnah and Beraita is pretty much around the same time period. Maybe separate a couple hundred years. Maybe that's the earlier stuff. Then you have Gemara. What got entered into Mishnah? Well, Mishnah made it onto our top of our page. Mishnah is the hashuv item. That's the stuff that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put together. He edited it, and that's the stuff he entered. Beraita got left out. It doesn't mean it's wrong. So why did he only, to rephrase Joey's question, why does the Mishnah only talk about Erev Pesach if it's true by everything else? It was the Beraita, but it's not disagreeing with our Mishnah. That's the suggestion of the Gemara. So what's special about Pesach? So before we get to the answer and the question, why are you doing it on Erev Shabbat that way? You told me on Erev Pesach, so Charlie already answered, Rashbam already answered. It's good then for mitzvah. For Masah. Masah is a mitzvah in Leil Pesach. Ba'edav tuchlu masot. Mitzvah tasem min haTorah. I got to be ready for it. Hidur mitzvah is the lashon of Rashbam. What's the mitzvah on Shabbat? What's the mitzvah on Yom Tov? What am I getting ready for?
What do you mean? For the
Shabbat,
for the holidays,
you can't. No, so I like your answer, but unfortunately, I'm going to force you to speak it out. What do you mean for Shabbat? Beauty, but what mitzvah are we talking about? So the answer is, it's called Onik Shabbat. But Onik Shabbat is not mitzvah min haTorah, right? Which is an interesting point. It's important to note. Onik Shabbat, which means the enjoyment on the day of Shabbat, is mitzvah we learn it from. You know it. Bekarat ala Shabbat, Onik, Dosh Adonai, Mechubat, Kibato, Me'azot Erechech, and so forth. Where is that? Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu tells us you're supposed to have Onik on Shabbat, enjoyment, pleasure. It's supposed to be a day of serenity and peace and so forth. That's Onik Shabbat. How do we perform Onik Shabbat, by the way?
Physical eating.
physical eating with candles lit, with nice clothing, all that sort of business, absolutely. What do you need to eat? I mean, I talked about this past week, by the way. What do you need to eat? Says Joey, wine and meat. Wine and meat is simcha, is holidays. Absolutely necessary, according to Rambam. In turn, Hambadiah writes the simchalik v'yahavidat. We accept you need wine. Shabbat, we do that. Most of us, not all of us, but why? What do you need to have? Says Gemara Masech Shabbat, and you have important things. So the Gemara describes having a radish dish, and the Gemara describes having a this. You had to have hashub foods, did it?
Different
foods. You had to have fish. In other words, the point is you have to have hashub things. So, you know, the way I said it a week ago when I was teaching to a girls' class in the Knesset, I said, listen, I wouldn't tell you that it's permitted, unless you tell me that mac and cheese is appropriate. Mac and cheese is not appropriate. But what I can tell you is kusab jibin, I would say, is also not. But if you have fish, and that's a hashub meal, there's no...
unless you made it maybe different. What's like that? Truffle or something.
Right. Unless you made it different, made it hashub.
Like royalty.
So again, so honored means something that's special. And that's even the Lashon of Rashi in the Gemara. He says that the radish dish was hashub. Hashub means special. That's something you would, or if you had during the week in a restaurant, or a special meal at the home. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara, Kadeshi Kanesel Shabbat Kshu Taveh, we're talking about for Onik Shabbat. Okay, that's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Beraita and says, Rabbi Yosei Omer, Ochel Leoleh Had Shetechshach. So Rabbi Yosei's opinion is, when it comes to Erev Shabbat, when it comes to Erev Yom Tov, go and read all the way until Shabbat, and there's no problem. Rabbi Yosef would answer, when it comes to Pesach, Mitzvah, when it comes to Shabbat, Onik Shabbat, okay, it's Mitzvah to Rabbanan, we're going to allow you to do it. So what's the obvious answer here? Now we're asking a contradiction. Mishnah says only Pesach, Beraita says all holidays and Shabbat. What's the answer? The answer is, obviously, our Mishnah would be going with the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, that second opinion. Rabbi Yosef says, on holidays, on Shabbat, it could go all the way. Rabbi Yosef would tell you, but on Erev Pesach, the Gemara right now will suggest that's when you can't. And I was again, so told me just flesh out. That's why I was giving you this background on it. Rabbi Yosef is machlok in the Beraita. Beraita says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, every Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbat, don't eat. From when? Min ha'minchah l'man. According to Rabbi Yosef, ochev ve'olech, fadda, enjoy yourself. Go keep eating and literally. So the answer will be, except for Erev Pesach, although it doesn't say, you know, they're complementing each other. You have the Mishnah says, not an Erev Pesach. You have the Beraita, it's following the opinion of Yosef. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar avuna, la siricha el Rabbi Yosef. Our Mishnah would be following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. De amar, ochiv olechat shetechshach. Hanemile, when is it so that you're allowed to eat fadel? Go ahead and eat that to your heart's desire. Be'arve shabbatot ve'yamin tobim. Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom Tov, you're not dealing with the mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah ba'erev tochlu masot, ba'erev Pesach, mishum chiyuvad masa modeh. He would agree, he would submit on Erev Pesach, because of masa, you have to stop. That's the first answer of the Gemara. So the first answer of the Gemara is our Mishnah follows the opinion.
Not bringing the holiday early.
What's that?
Not bringing the holiday early.
Not bringing it, but it's a question of when do you have to stop eating. So Rabbi Yosef says, throughout the year, Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom Tov, Tadal, go and eat all the way right up until Erev Pesach, stop.
No,
stop at Samach L'mincha. Yeah. The second answer of the Gemara says, listen, you know, it's a little difficult.
But Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with the Beraita.
He's in the Beraita. There's two opinions in the Beraita. There's Rabbi Yehuda and there's Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, he's a Tana. Exactly.
Do you have less food on Friday to go into the Shabbat?
Sure. Nobody's going to argue that it's nice. The question is there takanat hachamim? Is it Azum the Rabbanan to do so? You know, that's the second answer of the Gemara says, listen, you know, are you happy with that? Our Mishnah, you know, we're filled with opinions, and this guy says that, rabbi says this, and this rabbi, that's that. Joey will tell you that's my way, right? To make everything complicated, this is the Mishnah way. I always have more opinions on this. If the Mishnah is following just the opinion of B.O.C., don't you want to tell me something about that? Don't you want to make that a little clearer? If the Mishnah just says it, it probably is talking for everyone, both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. But how are you going to square that? Rabbi Yehuda is the rabbi who told me throughout the year, Lo yochal adam mina min hal ma'ala. Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom Tov. HaMishnah says, Erev Pesach. So there's an important difference. If you pay careful attention to the words, the first four words of our Mishnah is Erev Pesachim, fantastic. Samuch leMincha. Samuch means close to it. Close to Mincha. And how do we explain that? Not nine and a half, but
nine.
What did the Beraita say? I purposely was not careful with this. The second line in the Gemara, Detanya, Lo yochal adam be'arve Shabbatot ve'yamim tovim min... Hamin Ha'ulama doesn't say Samuch. So here's the second. Here's what the second answer in the Gemara is. Listen, when it comes to Erev Pesach and when it comes to Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom Tov, you want to know when you need to stop eating? From 9:30. Give you a leniency. No, we're not dealing with the Mitzvah Minat Torah. When it comes to Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, push it up a little bit earlier, says the Gemara.
If you pray Mincha, you're allowed to eat after that.
If you started the holiday early, the Shabbat or holiday with Tosefet, 100%. Says Rav Papa Amar Afilu Temar Biyuda. Even a Biyuda could be the author of our Mishnah. Hatam, in other words, that Beraita that we just read, Be'ad Shabbat Tov Yamin Tovim Mina Mincha Ulema Ala Huda Asir, from 9:30 and up. That's when you're not allowed to eat. Samuch Lemincha Share. What's Share? Permitted, right? Shiruyim Lachem, Shiruyim Lachem, right? Share means permitted. Aval Be'ir Pesach. That's the answer to the Gemara. So again, just to summarize what we did here today, is we read the Mishnah, had several halachot. Then we zoned in on just the first one. This Isur Achila. Why Yasur Ba'achila? Because of Hidur Mitzvah. Then the Gemara challenges, but isn't that always so? Two answers. Either our Mishnah follows specifically the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, or it's even going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda gives a leniency throughout the year, even from 9:30 and up. Once you get that extra half an hour of Sha'ot Zimaniot, when it comes to Erev Pesach, even from 9, that's when you stop. Why? What's the difference? Why would you say the difference? When Mitzvah Minat Torah, Masa, you need to have that Ta'avah. When it comes to Yidur Mitzvah, when it comes to Onik Shabbat, it could be Mahdir. Don't eat all Friday, you know, tavo alecha beracha. But when it comes down to it, the rabbis only mandated from 9:30 hours and above. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. 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 Amen.